Friday by the makers of Ovaltine. Tonight, I have something I want you to pass along to Mother and Dad. It's some important information about vitamins and minerals. You see, our government says that 3 people out of every 4 in this country are under par physically, not up to their best at all, because they aren't getting enough vitamins and minerals. And yet, most of these people don't know what to do about it. They don't know how to be sure they're getting all the extra vitamins and minerals they need to be in tip-top health. So I know Mother and Dad will be glad to have you give them this important information. There is a way to be sure of getting all the extra vitamins and minerals any normal person needs. And it's a simple, easy way. Listen, here's all there's to it. Just drink Ovaltine night and morning and eat 3 average good meals a day, including fruit juice. That's all you need, unless you're really sick and should be under a doctor's care. Because Ovaltine gives you all the extra vitamins and minerals you need. All experts say you can profitably use for better health. So be sure you tell Mother and Dad this very night. With 2 glasses of Ovaltine and 3 average good meals a day, you get all the vitamins and minerals you need. Yes, if you want to be big and strong, wide awake and full of pep, you want to get every single one of those important vitamins and minerals, and plenty of them. Why don't you try the Ovaltine way and be sure? Besides, Ovaltine's a swell tasting drink. You'll really like it. So start drinking Ovaltine regularly, with meals or between meals, beginning tonight. And say, fellows and girls, have your pencil and paper ready for a thrilling secret code message in just a few minutes. And now, on with the thrilling chapter, The Philippines Fight On, with Captain Midnight and the Secret Squadron. Yesterday, you remember, the Jap Admiral Hemakito discovered the course Captain Midnight is flying and has turned his aircraft carrier toward the Philippine island of Mindanao. Also, he's warned all Jap air bases to intercept the Secret Squadron plane. In the meantime, Captain Midnight and his ace agents, Chuck Ramsey, Joyce Ryan, and Ichabod Mudd, continuing their desperate flight from South China, found themselves over dense jungle and craggy mountains near the center of Mindanao. But their anxious eyes found no trace of the hidden field for which they were searching. And then came the spine-tingling warning from Joyce in the tail turret. Enemy planes were behind them. As our scene opens now, Chuck is still handling the controls while Captain Midnight is studying the secret map furnished by the intelligence officer, Major Collins. Mudd is at the navigator's desk in the cabin.
We'll have to get out of here, sir, and get out fast.
SS-1 to SS-3. Where are those planes now?
They're still behind us, Captain Midnight, but not any closer.
Are they flying the same course we are?
No, sir, I don't think so. They're headed slightly to our left.
How many of them are there?
I can count only 3.
Are they flying formation?
Yes, sir, but very loose.
All right. Keep watching and report any new developments.
Do you think they see us, sir?
I don't think so, or they'd be flying straight toward us.
They're probably small formations like that all over the island. Just as we thought. The radio operator of that steamship sent out a warning.
Yes, and the Japs knew what our course was. We'll have to find that field mighty quick, Chuck. And if we don't, our chances of reaching New Guinea will be pretty slim.
Well, there's one thing in our favor. Our plane's camouflaged a mottled green, and that's the color of the jungle below it. What's more, we're flying low.
But we're moving, and that's what'll give us away.
SS-3 to SS-1. Jap formation turning this way.
Uh-oh. They've seen us. What's up, Captain?
Plenty of heat. Find that hidden field and jump things are behind us.
Uh-oh. I was just thinking about having a little breakfast, but it looks like maybe the alligators will be breakfasting on us before long.
Not while we're able to fight, they won't. You better climb into the ball turret and get your machine gun ready for action.
Okay, I'll be there in a jiffy.
Jap planes closer, sir.
Are they headed toward us?
Yes, they are.
What type are they?
They're zeros.
What are we going to do? I've been watching the ground, but I don't see anything of that field.
We're near the mountain to the right. Now we'll continue up this valley, flying as close to the ground as possible. Duck around that mountain and see if the Japs follow us. If they do, we'll know they've seen us. Better open the throttles a bit.
Is that okay?
Yes, Chuck. We don't want to use any more gas than necessary.
I'm departing from ball turret. The Japs zeroed, all right. They're getting closer.
We'll be around this mountain head to Jiffy. See what they do then.
Okay, Captain.
I'll keep the right wing as close to the mountain as possible. This is going to be swell, sir. The valley seems to keep low.
Japs zeroed, fading out of sight to the left.
All right, Joyce. The mountain is between them and us.
We better start turning, sir. This valley gets pretty narrow ahead.
Make a 180-degree turn to the left then.
Yes, sir.
What? Joyce, any sign of those Japs?
They're still behind the mountain.
Sir.
All right. Now head down the valley. I'm certain we're in the right place. Somehow or other, we must have missed that field.
Well, the only possible place we saw was that clearing, and I don't think an airplane could land there.
No, I don't think so either, Chuck. Joyce, Mud, what about those jet planes?
I can't see them, Captain.
Neither can I, but we're just changing direction. You'd have more chance to see them from the cockpit.
We can't see them either. They must have continued on their course.
I don't think they saw us after all. But I'm afraid it won't be long before they or others will be back.
Don't forget about your gas, Captain. If they're around here very long, we ain't going to make New Guinea.
Right, Ricky? Would be a mighty tight squeeze if we headed for New Guinea now. Look at that gas case, Chuck.
Yes, sir, I know. What are we going to do?
We're going to keep searching for another 20 minutes. That is, if the jet planes don't find us before that time's up. Then if we don't find the field by that time, we'll head for New Guinea. We may not be able to make Lie, but we might be able to make a crash landing near one of our Navy ships. Keep flying straight ahead while I watch the ground.
20 minutes is up, sir.
Yes, Chuck, I know. But we haven't been able to do much searching because we had to duck out of the way of that other bunch of Jap planes.
It'll be worse the longer we stay here.
Yes, I know. I guess we better be...
Gosh, am I seeing things?
Where, Chuck? What is it?
I thought I saw something move on the edge of that clearing down there.
Are you sure?
Of course, it could have been an animal, but I thought I saw a man.
Well, maybe you better make another circle just to be sure.
What's all the excitement? What are you guys talking about, anyway?
You and Joyce keep your eyes open, Mud. Chuck thought he saw someone down there on the edge of the clearing. We're circling around to take another look.
What'd you see, it, Chuck?
A little bit to the left of that fallen tree.
Gee, I don't see anything.
No. No, I don't either now.
Well, I guess you must have been mistaken, Chuck.
Heck, yeah, you know Chuck's imagination. Let's try to get it out of here.
Oh, I'm sorry, everybody. I just thought
it. Jeff, please, it's 9 o'clock.
He's right, Chuck. That's another formation of 3-0s to our left.
We better get out of here and get out quick.
But we can't head southeast now. If we do, we'll run smack into our left. They're flying south.
Yeah. Bank to the right and make a slow but complete circle. If I haven't seen anything, by the time we finish that, we'll get out. Those jet planes on our left should be out of our way by that time.
Okay, sir.
SS-3 to SS-1.
All right, Joyce. What is it?
Didn't you say the flying fortress piloted by Lieutenant Cross made a crash landing?
Yes, Joyce, that's right.
What's more, Lieutenant Cross crashed somewhere near the secret field.
Now I remember something, Chuck. Something I saw when we first came into this valley. Bank steeper to the right.
Right, sir.
Now, not far from that clearing, there was a hole in the jungle. Didn't seem quite natural. There it is. See? Not far from the edge of the river. Keep circling around.
Okay, sir. I'll hold her in this bank.
I see what you're looking at, Captain Midnight.
You and Joyce are right. That's what we're looking for. That's the remains of a flying fortress. But do you know what's happened?
The plane burned. That's what caused the hole in the jungle. According to the story told you by Major Collins, the fortress was flying from Luzon to Australia. And he had an awful lot longer to go when he crashed. So his tanks must have had plenty of gas.
And that caused a terrific fire. No wonder a hole like that was burned in the jungle. Now I can see a charred tree trunk.
I guess you know what this means, Captain.
Yes, Ricky, I think so. Lieutenant Cross and his passengers didn't have a chance.
You mean they're all dead?
I don't see how they could have escaped. Cross must have pancaked his fortress on the tops of the trees. But he was bound to crash pretty hard. And then the plane burst into flames.
Well, there ain't no use wasting any more time here. We better hightail it for New Guinea.
Yeah, Captain Midnight, we've got to leave. There's another jet formation at 7 o'clock.
Which direction is it flying?
I can't tell yet, but they're not headed directly toward us.
Higher they are, the better off we'll be. Make one more circle, Chuck. I want to have a last look at that fortress.
Okay, sir.
Nobody could have lived through that, Captain. It just ain't in the books. And even if they had, they couldn't have lasted a week in the jungle.
Gee, sir, this is terrible. Just think of all those pilots and army officers trying to escape to Australia and then to have to die in a hole like this. It makes it pretty bad for us, too. We just had to find out from Lieutenant Cross about the island near Japan.
We have one other chance, Chuck. There's a certain French sea captain who probably knows about the island, too. But
watch
I'm
your
not...
Please, Captain.
Where are they?
At 2 o'clock.
How high?
About a couple of thousand higher than we are.
What course are they flying?
Looks like they're coming directly toward us.
I can see them, too. They are coming this way.
We'd better start for New Guinea, sir. That is, if we can get away without being seen.
There are Jap planes on two sides of us now. It's going to be plenty tough. Dive, Chuck. Get as close to the jungle as you can.
Yes, sir.
All right, now head up the valley again. We'll go into the narrow part, then they'd have to be almost directly above to see us.
Okay, sir.
How about those planes you saw, Joyce?
They aren't any closer. They're at 6 o'clock now. I don't think they've seen us.
What about the ones you saw, Mud?
They're not in the same position, but closer. Better get back to that mountain as quick as you can.
We're headed for it now.
I just thought of something, sir. You said Lieutenant Cross was headed toward the secret field. If he was, that field can't be far away.
But we don't know how close he was to the field when he crashed. Know that, it'd help a lot.
Yeah, that's right. The map Major Collins gave you doesn't show where the fortress crashed.
No, we've discovered what wasn't given to us on the map, but we haven't found what was.
The Jap formation I saw is behind the mountain.
What about yours, Mud?
I can see them plenty clear. They're flying the same course and almost directly above us.
Boy, oh boy, that's plenty bad. If these pilots don't see us, it'll be a miracle.
We've flown up this valley as far as we dare, Chuck. Make a 180-degree turn as you did before, but this time make it steeper.
Okay, sir.
For New Guinea, Captain, or we ain't going to have a ghost of a chance of making it.
We'll be on our way in a minute, Mud. We're flying back down the valley and over the wreck of the Flying Fortress. Then we'll head for New Guinea.
Okay, sir, I've turned.
Throttle down. We're wasting too much gas.
Yes, sir.
I'm watching the jet planes overhead. One of them is swerving as though he's seen something below.
What about it, Mud?
Yeah, I'm watching it. It ain't only one. The other two are turning.
I guess they've seen us, all right.
If they've seen us, they'll start peeling off. Let me know, Iggy, when the first one starts down.
Okay, Captain.
That hole in the jungle is straight ahead, Chuck. But I think you better start turning now. Make a 90-degree bank. We'll be on our course for New Guinea. There isn't a chance that Lieutenant Cross or any of his passengers could be alive.
Right, sir.
Oh, boy, that's some stuff. None of them Japs have started peeling off yet. Let's get off before
they... Wait, Captain Midnight, wait! Don't go yet!
From the tail turret. Can the gallant crew of the secret squadron plane stay in that dangerous area much longer without being seen by the Jap pilots searching for them? And is there a chance that Lieutenant Mark Cross or any of his passengers could have survived the flaming crash of the Flying Fortress? Don't miss the strange and exciting developments in tomorrow's adventure as we continue the chapter, The Philippines Fight On!
And now, turning our ways. Stand by. The secret squadron signal session is on the air.
And the first thing, we have a thrilling secret code message from Captain Midnight. It's an exciting clue about tomorrow night's adventure in Master Code Number 6. So write that down, Code Number 6. And now here's the message. All right, the first word. 24. 22. 8. 4. Get that? All right, here's the second word. 20. 22, 4, 4, 2, 8. One more word now, the third and last. Here it is. 20, 1, 8, 14. 1, 21. That's all. Now remember, set your codograph for Master Code Number 6 and figure out the secret message about tomorrow's adventure. And listen regularly for more of these exciting Secret Squadron signal sessions. And tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, to Captain Midnight. Until tomorrow, then, this is Pierre André, your Ovaltine announcer, saying goodbye and happy landing. This program came to you from Chicago. This is the Blue Network.